This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly chat about the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. The state legislature comes back to session next week. Right now is, of course, the middle of campaign season, and lawmakers are in their districts, many of them campaigning. But there's plenty of key legislative issues unresolved in Lansing. Here to talk is a newer voice to IPR listeners, Shayna Roth. Shayna is the new state capitol correspondent for the Michigan Public Radio Network. She's been on board since July. Shayna, great to have you on.
Hello, happy to be here.
Let's talk briefly about the legislature. So lawmakers go back to the Capitol in mid-October. Do you think anything's going to get done between now and the election?
Well, they're only going to be back, and it's just the Senate has 3 days scheduled for about mid-October. And then the House has 1 day scheduled in October that same week. And I say schedule purposefully because that doesn't necessarily mean that they will actually meet. There are days that are on the calendar, but, you know, if they, you know, attendance isn't there, or if, you know, they just say, hey, we don't have anything to talk about, those days could get set aside. So really, I would not expect big things until after the November election.
So there could be movement, though, on legislation during this during the lame duck session.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm you know, trying to get in all of my sleep now, because once they do come back and they come back in full force, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of activity on quite a few things.
What are some of those things?
Well, one of the big ones is this 10-bill package on the Freedom of Information Act, and that is a package of bills that would allow the legislator and the governor to be subjected to freedom of information. So, and I think it's something that not a lot of people were aware of before this bill package came about, that you can't FOIA your governor. So that's a piece of legislation that I think is probably going to really start seeing some movement once they get back. We've also been hearing about, you know, different autonomous vehicle technology. There's some bills kind of floating around there that would apply to, you know, sort of autonomous vehicle testing and research. There's some energy law bills floating around. So, you know, different things like that I think are probably going to be seeing some movement.
Shayna, one thing that you've been doing is running around the state and covering the presidential campaign in Michigan. And
yes.
There's been a lot of activity recently. What's on tap for this week?
Well, this week we know that we have Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton is actually going to be in Michigan today, Monday. She's going to be holding a rally in Detroit. You know, this is the first time we've actually seen Clinton in the state since August. But what we have seen from her campaign is we have seen a lot of her surrogates. I mean, I just saw Bill Clinton, the former president. Chelsea Clinton, her daughter, has been in town. Bernie Sanders was here last week. You know, so while she herself has not been in the state since August, I mean, she's definitely been keeping that momentum with a lot of surrogates coming multiple times and covering multiple spots. I mean, pretty much everybody that's come here has not just been a, you know, one city and leaving. You know, they've been going to multiple areas within the state.
Right. And I'll point out to our listeners that Chelsea Clinton was in Traverse City two Fridays ago. You know, recent polling from the Detroit Free Press showed that Hillary Clinton had an 11-point lead. But you know, all this activity from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and their surrogates seem to suggest that maybe the race in Michigan is closer. What do you think?
Well, I think really when you look at polls, it really depends on who you ask. I mean, if you ask the Trump campaign, they still recently on a MERS article, we had one of the campaign managers for Trump's Michigan campaign, you know, basically saying that Michigan is very much in play. I think that if you see Clinton's campaign, you know, they do see it as a state to watch and to pay attention to, which is why she's been sending out all of these surrogates. But also something to consider is, you know, you can look at polls and polls are one thing, but if you don't have people that will actually go out and vote and people who are registered to vote, then, you know, the polls don't really matter if those people aren't actually, you know, submitting their ballots. So one of the big things that I've been seeing from both parties is really this emphasis on voting and getting the vote out and going and registering to vote. And Clinton will be here, you know, tomorrow, Tuesday, is the last day to register for the November election. So I think a lot of what they're going to, what they're also doing is, you know, kind of keeping an eye on Michigan, trying to garner up every vote that they can, and also making sure that people are actually going out there and voting.
Shayna Roth is state capitol correspondent for the Michigan Public Radio Network. It's been great to talk, Shayna. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not the only ones campaigning in Michigan. Congressional races are in full swing, including in the competitive 1st District here in northern Michigan. The 1st District candidates will be on stage at a forum in Traverse City tonight. The event is at Lars Hockstedt Auditorium. It starts at 7 p.m. Republican Jack Bergman and Democrat Lon Johnson will attend. So will Libertarian Diane Bostow and Green Party candidate Ellis Bull. And I'll be moderating the event alongside Jack Siegel of the International Affairs Forum. You are invited to come. Please do. And if you do, bring your own question to ask the candidates. There'll be a chance for that. There's more information online at iprnews.org. This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.